And this is a book, Little Tea, begins on July 12th, 1978, and runs through the end of December in 1978. The book is largely concerned with establishing that 30-5A is correct. So begins with PBR 322 recloning of the EcoR1 fragment from 30-5A to try to get a probe that was reliable. Not feeling very happy about it. July 13th, page 5, the ligation is minimal. The enzyme is suspect due to freezer error. Add some more enzyme and see. And retest. The conclusion was that there's a slight increase in ligation from the previous. And Fred Ho eventually settled on ligation conditions, that, because in those days we still were not very good at isolating clones of hybridizing to phages. Hadn't learned the techniques which were later used. New human hemoglobin candidates, 5-1-1A, and 20 randoms from a mouse shotgun pool on page 9. Saying that one looked rather good, but 30-5A is 4.8 kilobase pairs, whereas 51-1A, one of the new ones, is only 2.7. Nonetheless, the first human EcoR1 complete a single gene clone on unfractionated DNA. So this was that you could get a clone from a random shotgun experiment. Double digests on page 19, EcoR1 Bagel 2, etc., EcoR1 BAM H1. With a comment on where the which are positive and which are negative on cutting. Here's a beginning to get about C DNA. On page 21, from livers, a T21 Baubsi DNA, 11 milligrams. And then some minis on random samples from the shotgun, just to see what they contain. And Mouse shotgun and the human shotgun experiments. One A and one B, two different things, and all three are the same. Gels on the minis, September, Saturday, July 22nd. Mouse shotgun, random phages, 20 random phages, and the human shotgun. It looks like another 20 phages are also there. Human shotgun, random phages, 20, and human and mouse shotgun, random phages onto the gels. Let's see what is in them. And one or two can be two out of 19 are positive in the mouse shotgun experiment, which can be seen, and as having different bands. That's one of them appears to be nine. And the other one is two in the mouse shotgun, etc. So one can see them. Four to five are positive out of 15 in the human shotgun. So they were quite satisfactory isolations from random ones. I'm repeating the human minis, random shotgun, HSA. On page 27. And a new human candidate, July 28th, 25th. It's 37-hemoglobin-9A2. Newly prepared as usual, and the conclusion, it is a new clone, about 1.4 kilobases long. And hybridization shows it's probably a globin, but only small homology. I'll work this out at a later date. So it's a different clone that doesn't hybridize quite so well as it should. So it's hemoglobin, but not hybridizing well to the a probe. Which contained about 180,000 counts per minute of precipitable material from a human cDNA clone, pre-treated with DEPC, diethylparacarbonate, etc. So it was with the human cDNA, hemoglobin cDNA. So this new candidate gene, which was called 37-HME9A2, no, 9A2, is being looked at again. or a different one is being looked at. 27A2 is being looked at on page 31. 2.4 kilobase insert, but it's probe negative, so not a correct one. And there's some Histone candidates looked at. On page 33. HEPA 1 digest and ECOR 1 digest of a whole bunch of clones on page 35. Some strongly hybridizing bands, but no comment on what they mean. So some histone EQR1 clones for Nick translation on page 37, so on. We're continuing to look at the new clones on page 39, Sunday, August 6th. Result that it confirms it was a comparison of hemoglobin HB51 versus HB4 and HB117 confirms that HB51 is beta-like. And going on with histone clones on August 9th. Multiple tests on SP202 and HBcDNA on page 43. A rather dirty set of hybridization. But nonetheless, specific bands are cleared, are clear. So the conclusion is that various ways of getting the blotch cleaner. That 28-2A goes from plus plus to approximately zero with a poly A using hemoglobin cDNA, whereas HB4 and 51-1 are not affected. So that meaning that those clones are real. SP202 tests on page 45, Thursday, August 10th, with a comment, it's crazy, it should be histone fragments. So some mix-up of some sort. Tests of PSP versus histone fragments on Friday, August 11th. Results show no effect of poly A, but that there is a considerable loss of signal on 0.1 times SSC. But 26-4A1 is still there. So 26-4A1 looks to be a real clone, a
is some fragment.
There were the comments on page 49 that it appears that only some of the histones would stand 0.1 times SSC. Therefore, rewashed them, etc., to pick a better human tone than 39-11. And some comments on Tuesday, September 5th, and Thursday, September 7th, on 51-1 identification. Beta can be eliminated by its size, 2.7 kilobases. A delta looks okay, but alpha, gamma, and but A gamma and G gamma need to be excluded. So this is the beginning of some fetal globin clones, I think. A G gamma has an EMBO 1 site in the coding region. Beta does not. A gamma is not known. So testing, therefore, to see whether there is an EMBO 1 site. Check of histone identifications again on page 55. Some papers are sent off for publication on October 18th, and I don't know which ones they were. We'll probably find out if it was necessary. A recloning of the 51.1 2.7 kb fragment in PBR 320 2 and the 4.7 fragment of 30.5. Tested the ligations again on the following page. October 19th, the ligation looks good on both samples. But it is rather a poor test. Should have had marker. Proceed anyway. Well, having the idea of turning around the fragment in 3A delta lac to turn around the 2.7 kb piece. Presumably I wanted it in the opposite orientation. Unreadable result, forgot the end block. Let's stop it a moment. Thursday, October 19th, page 67, beginning to realize that one can make hybridization more efficient by removing the terminal phosphorate group in a vector. So bacterial alkaline phosphatase on vector PBR 322 was carried out on October 19th, and then used for ligation afterwards, after adding diethyl paracarbonate to kill the enzyme, and heated later on to destroy the diethyl paracarbonate. So there are the ligations being carried out. But apparently it didn't work, at least on the next page 68. It says, as a result of a check on Friday, October 20th, BAP didn't work. The conclusion, the ligation is okay, but perhaps to a higher concentration, since mainly linear polymers appear to be produced. So it didn't work. So simpler re-cloning procedure being talked about on page 71. And ligations are 73. One out of 36 were positive in one test, and none out of 114 in another test. So only very poorly positive. Trying to get 51.1 into 4A with all orientations. The aim is to reclone the 2.7 kilobase piece into 4A to get all orientations. Not clear why that was desired. So continuing to do that type of experiment. Sharon 3A, HS 51.1, digest for class, on page 81, Friday, October 7th, aim to show that the intervening sequence size can be seen using a BAM H1 and R1 digest. So it was that was at the time when the intervening sequences were quite exciting. Repeating the clones, 2.7 reclones on Sunday, October 28th, and so on. Repeating the digest on page 87. Hindi 3 worked this time, but should have had a delta lag control. More ligations. R1 Hindi 3 fragment and 4A R1 fragment. No ligation, page 89. Page 91, ligation is okay, used for test. Seed. At page 89, ligation gave a high yield of phages, 100. Hundreds of hybridization positive plaques were obtained, 24 were picked. 6 have been run as mini lysates, and 4 of these are, of the 6 are probably 4A and 2.7 positive, and 2 of these are probably 3A. More tests with PBR 322 and 30.5 4.7 kb mini. Was happy about this experiment, the excellent ligation on Friday, November 3rd. Well worth testing. If unsuccessful, go to BAP for sharing products. The 79 candidates obtained. And a comment on my instrument rating. at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, November 9th. Instrument rating, OS. Still struggling with the BAP, page 97. Carb intestinal alkaline phosphatase, PBR 322 on November 13th. And on page 102, a sad comment that my sister Nancy has inoperable cancer. It was melanoma. So that was in 1978, so she would have been 48 years old. Continuing with the struggles, new PBR 322 R1 on page 107, big cross throw everything on page 109, on carb intestinal alkaline phosphatase didn't evidently do it, and continuing to try to get the cones. Not having much success. What would be very easy now was really quite difficult in those days. PBR 322 doesn't ligate as expected. 2.7 and 4.7 pieces do, mainly into lambda, but some expected products are. However, transfection yielded nothing. Although the ligations were thought to be okay. Wednesday, November 15th. And page 15 went to England to nurse Nancy, and she died peacefully on December 1st, so it wasn't very rapid. I remember with her being with her in the last days, I think it was quite some comfort to her. Her husband was too upset to help. Still continuing. Conclusion, the ligations look fine on page 117. I think we probably haven't realized that some fragments don't clone well into PBR 322, and it was only later that we removed some sequences from PBR 322 to make it easier to clone things. Monday, December 11th, immunoglobulin clones into lambda. Immunoglobulin into lambda control. Badly need an immunoglobulin in 4A Delta Lacquer as a positive control for shotguns. So try to get a positive control with a cDNA. Time for blunt end ligation. Page 123, Sharon 4A preparation for Gamma 2B. Partial shotgun on page 129. Wednesday, December 13, human DNA for partial shotgun. A little bit uncertain that it was good DNA. Although on the following page, 130, following a repeat of the Indies redigestion, the conclusion was it was okay all the time. See, 3 pages later for other ideas. So there was the control DNA, a good shell on T131, and T131 plus ND3 cutting out some bands. Review that again, that Wednesday, December 13th, it was just a test of the ND3 digestion on the ligation carried out on T125. Still trying to get the strategy to work. On page 133, PBR 322 reclone strategy. The various self-closure problems with PBR 322 and R1 pieces suggest the use of an unequal ended strategy. Where possible, have two different ends, which is later on was very much we used very regularly, even managing to do ligations where there were as many as 5 different ends to get assembly. But it's the beginning of understanding the best techniques. So to use an R1 and a BAM digest to get an R1 end and a BAM end, which won't self-ligate. That was the recloning strategy. attempt at partial digests on page 135. And quite clearly, DNA looks fine. As a comment on the page 134. A query, double the enzyme and repeat, or use less DNA per slot, but it's quite clear that the digestion can be varied by varying the time with the enzyme. Partial digestion is really quite possible. The obvious reason being to try to get bigger clones that include more than one enzyme site. So I decided to do a 15-minute digest and a 10-minute digest, and cloning into Delta. Into 3A delta lac, looking for a 12 kb fragment, trying to get bigger pieces. Page 137, Friday, December 15th, with the digest looked at on page 139 and looking quite nice. So here on page 141, preparation of DNA for gradients. Each gradient can handle about 200 micrograms on the SW41 rotor, etc., etc. Set up that material. And then the results on page 143 that very good gradients and good digests with different degrees of different sizes of fragments. With an insert which must have been used for making a slide that pooled for 4A cloning 2, 3 and 4, which are partial digest fragments ranging in size from about 20 kb to roughly about 5 or 6 kb in an attempt to get bigger clones. The 4A delta lac was rather heavily contaminated with E. coli DNA, phage DNA, page 145, Wednesday, December 20th. And Jerry Slightham found that, and so trying to clean this up. Some DNA that didn't seem worthwhile on page 147 and 149, coming to the end of the book. Recent low levels of hybridization to megaplates suggest the need for changes. Looking back at the autoradiograph on S105 and S128 shows that the washing off of label is not temperature dependent, nor is it salt concentration dependent. At least at 0.6 times SSC. The general conclusion being that it was the on reaction rather than the off reaction which was trouble. So try hybridization in 20 times SSC or 20 times magnesium, S magnesium, a C. That's SDS sodium citrate or SDS magnesium citrate. Jerry tested the idea, but it looks better, but the probe or something else is off. Going back to a new hybridization retest Wednesday, December 27th. The conclusion is the usual technique looks very good. But there were some problems with the experiment. And so a whole bunch of new solutions were made on the page 153 and 152, ready for further work in the coming days. And that is the end of book T.